a highly disappointing afternoon all round, I think.
Yeah, nowhere near good enough. Poorest we've played all season. I'll take the responsibility, but equally, you know, that performance lacked energy, lacked spark, and just wasn't good enough. And you know, if you look at it at the start of the season, we kind of accepted what we were. We were a team which had kind of almost been pieced together, but we were resilient and strong without the ball and hard to beat, and that's how we set ourselves up. And I think we've gone, there's a window closed, we've brought in a bit of extra quality, and I think we've gone away from the hard work and the edge of determination to do things right without the ball first and foremost. And we looked too open all over the pitch. We played four across the midfield against Rochdale and got exposed. We've gone with a diamond today, which we did well at the start of the season, and people not doing the jobs without the ball made at times at a very big pitch. And you know, we've got to get back to being resilient first and foremost and look like a team which has got a bit of grit and determination.
Everything up to the penalty area looked reasonably fine today, but once it got in and around there, I don't think the keepers had a save to make today.
No, the quality of our crossing, our set play delivery, how many times it went in the keeper's hands, I lost count, and you know, that's not good enough. When you get in those positions, you know, we've got to produce, and we've been saying it for weeks. And you know, if you look at the players we've got, you know, a lot of players who've played at a high level, and they get in those positions, we've got to produce. And whether it's a confidence thing, you know, I'm not sure, but we've got to be better than that, because we've got in enough good positions to produce a final pass to give us a chance to score a goal.
You started the season like a house on fire. Now that's eight games without a win. What isn't working now so much as what was working maybe at the start of the season? Is it as simple as hard work?
Well, like I just said, that, well, I can only repeat what I've just said to you, that at the start of the season I felt that, you know, we kind of set ourselves up because we'd had a lot of problems in the summer, and we set ourselves up to be strong, hard to beat, workmanlike first and foremost, and we've kind of like got a bit of extra quality in. And I think as a group, for whatever reason, we've gone away from doing that, and well, certainly today and Rochdale. You know, the subs I put on today to give the lift offered us nothing, and that was very disappointing, because Clough and Medine had done well, and you know, obviously because it's the first game back, I had it in my mind that, you know, to throw some fresh legs on to give the team a lift, but they offered us nothing. And you know, that is can be costly if you don't get an impact from the bench when you need one.
As a manager, you couldn't really have done a great deal else other than throw three players on there, you know, three players with fresh legs that really should have had an impact in the team. Do you feel a bit let down by that?
Yeah, I think I always look at myself, and you know, I'm, you know, furious with myself as well, and it's going to be a long weekend, week for myself, because I take it personally when we get beat. But equally, I think the lads know they've got to do better, and you know, we've got to play with more energy, more determination when it gets a bit tough out there. And I know we didn't do enough today, and you know, we've got some soul searching to do. We really have, because you know, I feel I've let the supporters down over the last two games. I really do. That's not good enough for Bolton Wanderers, and not good enough for the chairman, who's put a lot of faith in me and the staff here, and been terrific even through these recent results. But you know, that's not good enough today.